you ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you. Wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me this week is Mr. Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
I think we figured out we need an IT department.
I agree with you 100%. And also with us, Mr. Joey Quesada.
He's not it.
Now, wait a second. Obviously, Joe is the brains. I'm the looks. I thought Sonny was the IT department. What the hell do we have Sonny for?
Oh, wow.
We're going there already.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to Podcast Rock City. Now, some of you guys are watching us live, and some of you guys are listening to us on the podcast side of it on like iTunes or Google, and we sold out. I don't know if the guys on the show know, but we are now an Amazon podcast.
Woo!
What's that all about?
Listen, we hit the big time, baby. What are you talking about?
That's right. Bezos.
Yeah, we joined everybody else on the planet.
Bezos is going to try to figure out how to make money off of us. Or he already did, just by having Amazon. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. There's really a lot going on with KISS. It's just that we don't know any of it.
You're supposed to keep up on this, Joe.
No. I'm telling you right now, if KISS is doing anything, we are not going to hear about it yet. We're not going to hear about it. I'm not exactly sure what it is.
Well, I can wrap if you want me to wrap up the week in KISS-tory right now, really quickly. Paul Stanley took a 75-mile ride on his bike. He's probably going to tell you to wear your mask. He's going to tell you life is precious. Preach and love one another and kiss a fish, something like that.
And he's going to tell you, see, I told you so. Your vote did count.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like totally. Okay. So there is one piece of news that we can talk about. It might not make some people happy, but 17 of you guys are watching live. Thank you very much. Let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Sonny, were you just playing air guitar during that? That was pretty awesome. I would love to look. I would love to come online one time and just see you sitting there playing a G chord on your Prince cloud guitar.
I might surprise you one day. You never know.
That would be amazing.
I'd have to figure out how to tune it first, but you know, whatever.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Here's the news. You ready? It's Tommy Thayer's birthday.
Yes.
Woohoo.
So how old is Tommy Thayer?
I think he's 60, right?
60 years old. Thomas Thayer. You know, I don't know about you guys. I do know, but I mean, I don't really remember because I don't pay attention. But I don't really have a problem with Tommy Thayer being this spaceman. And there's some people that right now are probably commenting going, F you, Joe, sucker, blah, blah, blah. But I'm always happy just to go and see KISS and see and hear my favorite tunes. And I've said that on this show till I'm blue in the face. But I appreciate Tommy Thayer. I've met Tommy Thayer. He was super nice. And of course he would be. You know, I guess he doesn't have any reason not to be. But let me ask you, Joey. You did a whole tour with him, right?
Oh, listen, Tommy is the greatest, sweetheart, and obviously we know an amazing guitar player. He's incredible as a person, as a player, as a performer, as everything. My issue is never, ever with Tommy Thayer. He's, like I said, amazing and a sweetheart. My issue is, here's my son Joe, by the way.
What's up, Joey? How's it going?
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
My issue is more with the makeup. You know my issue over the years. Listen, I get it and I accept it. My issue is more about, you know, fooling the public and trying to, you know, even not more so than trying to fool the public, downplaying the accomplishments of Peter and Ace, trying to play off, we never need them. We didn't need them before. We're going to slap makeup on anyone else and they'll do the same job. Thayer is amazing. I want his own place in history. I want his own persona and his own accolades. He's unfortunately been the spaceman for almost 20 years now, and people are still having this conversation. It's not fair to him.
No, it's not. But, Sonny, what do you think?
I have no problem Tommy being in the band. I like him better in the band than I did Black and Blue, to be honest with you. That's just my personal opinion. I don't think I could watch him be the cow or the musician or the magician or the cheetah cow. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have a problem with him playing Spaceman, because you can send your hate mail to me. Not a problem.
Podcast RockCity1.
That's the number one.
@gmail.com.
He's the best spaceman you're going to get right now, because the spaceman that was originally the spaceman most likely could not outplay Tommy Thayer. So you're getting the best version of the spaceman you're going to get. I'm sorry, but you know, you might want to come to terms with it. It has been 20 years.
You think sometimes that's what bothers people?
Maybe.
I saw something this week where it was, it was like an interview or something where Ace apparently said, you know, his personal opinion about the guy that copied his style. But I sit back and I go, okay, so Ace's style of guitar playing is Page copied, right? Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
I mean, I think it's Page influenced. I mean, listen, Ace and Peter, I really believe, again, this is my biggest gripe, have really been crapped on all these years for their accomplishments. They were as integral, if not more integral, to the early Kiss sound than Gene and Paul. Obviously, Gene and Paul were the primary songwriters, but if you really listen to the two live records, Ace and Peter are on fire, especially on a live with Peter. Their sound and technique, if you had Tommy Thayer and Eric Singer back then, it just would have been a little bit more cookie cutter. Ace and Peter gave them this swagger. Peter plays like no one else, and kind of Ace does too. They have this sloppy type of vibe to them that really made Kiss's sound what it is.
Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah, no issue with that. And I get the whole he's in the spaceman costume, because I just thought about something. Can you imagine, like, you have 20 women's dresses, you have 6 pairs of women's jeans and 15 tops. Your ex-girlfriend leaves, and then the new girlfriend comes in, has to wear those things. And then she leaves, and the next one comes in, and she has to wear all those. Like, that would not work, right? So I get why people got the problem with it. But I'm with you, Joe. Yeah, there's no way that the sound would be the same without Ace's sloppiliciousness. There's no doubt about that. Nobody plays like Ace because, you know, when he's strumming the strings, his rings are getting caught up in there. He's got all kinds of stuff happening in there that people can't replicate. Maybe don't want to replicate, to be honest.
I was thinking that you were looking in my closet and noticing all the dresses that I have. And the truth be told, I wear them. And I like even Lady in Red. Anyway, wow. What were you going to say, Joey?
No, I was just going to say, again, it's not even about the costumes and the makeup. It's more to me about obviously Gene and Paul always want to rewrite history, every phase of Kiss's history, right? They're always rewriting stuff and maybe downplaying something they did in the past to make sure the thing they're doing right now is the be all end all. And I get that. I get selling product. I get all that. But they don't realize that the sweet history of Kiss is also Ace and Peter. And I think they could have expanded on that history with Tommy and Eric rather than just kind of trying to fester in the old history.
All right. With that being said, let's go ahead and tell Tommy, hey, happy birthday, brother. We know that you watch the show because you email us all the time. He doesn't. I'm just kidding. We know that he watches. I bet somebody does. What do you think, Joey?
I have a feeling a couple of Kiss people might know of this show. Sure.
Keep an eye on us to make sure we're not stepping out of bounds. And There's no out of bounds.
I've gotten personal text. I'm not going to mention from who that Pooney needs to go. So anytime.
Wow.
You know, I'm not going to tell you who it was, but it's you know, it's someone close to the camp.
All right, guys. So here's what we want to do. Now, I know that a lot of you guys are listening right now on iTunes and Google and Amazon. And man, thank you guys so much. We are going to keep doing this show. It's one of those things where we've done 305. This is 306 episodes. You could go back and look and listen to all, especially there's nothing on TV nowadays. And there's no news or, you know, it's all bad. Go listen to the shows. Pick a topic and listen to it. If you guys are watching us live right now, share this to your favorite Kiss thing. We got 22 people watching so far, and I want to see if we can get to 50. With all that being said, happy birthday, Tommy Thayer. I'm not going to sing to you, brother. But let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
Yes! So, we were talking about what to do this week, and we've got a lot of new ideas coming down the pipe and about what to do and new things for you guys since you've been watching for 305 episodes and listening for 305 episodes. But one of the things that we wanted to do this week was kind of a like a album battle. Sonny, tell them about how that works.
Pretty simple. We're just going to go track versus track, right, and see where we kind of land, we'll just take track one versus track one, see what all three of us think, and pick a winner kind of thing. So it's not quite like a Sweet 16 because there's going to kind of be a winner on one side and winner on the other side, but it should come out interestingly. I used to love, I don't know if you guys remember, but back like in the 90s, maybe even late 80s, CBS or NBC or Fox or whoever was doing the football games, the NFL football games. Right. They would put the two teams up and then they would check quarterback on one side, running back sure. on the other side, receiving on one side, special teams. I think it was a Jimmy the Greek thing, actually. But you know,
Jimmy the Greek? I haven't heard that name in forever.
Yeah, he hasn't heard his name in a while after he did all that crazy stuff. Yeah,
isn't he dead?
I don't know, actually.
I think he's dead.
But that's kind of where the idea came from.
All right, so do either of you guys have the list of the songs with you? I don't have them right now.
I got them right.
Okay. I figured you. Sonny is not the IT. He is the accountant.
Before we get into it, it's funny. Like before we, you know, when you told me the topic this week, I really thought I had a clear cut favorite of the, you know, I always, my favorite Kiss songs, my favorite Kiss albums are always in flux. It's always fluid. But I could have sworn when you mentioned this, oh, I know what album I like better. But, you know, depending on how we break it down, like if we really do it the way Sonny said, one versus one, two versus two, and so on. It'll be different, I think, than if we just at the end think album as a whole, what do we like better? So I'm curious to see if it changes track for track and then albums as a whole.
Yeah, what I did this week was I took the two albums and put them on a Spotify playlist and then put like I Want You and then I Story Love. Take Me,
yeah.
Christine.
Yeah,
like,
oh, that's
I did
great.
It that way. And then so I listened to two at a time kind of thing. And at times it was like, oh, clear winner. At times I'm like, I guess that one depends on my mood and how creepy I want to be. And then, you know, that kind of thing.
For me, too, when I break down albums, obviously, especially Kiss albums, because that's really the only albums I ever break down. Who am I kidding? So whenever I break down Kiss albums, rather than doing track by track, just because some tracks are obviously will blow away other tracks, I also do it by, I give like ratings to songs. Like I'll give a certain song an A+ and then an A or a B- or so on and so forth. So I was curious, even when I did that with these two records, the differences, you know, I might have a lot more A+ on one album, but do I have a steady stream of good songs on the other album? It's weird.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, we have discussed on this show 50 times in 300 episodes that your favorite album as a Kiss fan can change monthly. No, not for Sonny.
What about constantly. I mean, I do always fall back to, you know, these albums because don't get me wrong. I love all eras of Kiss. Even I love Elder, you know, Creatures, Unmasked era. I love it just because it's different. I don't love it the most, but I do love it because it gives way more flavor rather than having chocolate and vanilla all the time. I got all these extra flavors in Kiss-tory. But this era of Kiss that we're talking about, to me, is still the Kiss era, even more so than the Alive 1 era, the first three records. The second three records, to me, is my Kiss. That's Super Kiss. That's Kiss to me. The Alive 2 era, those three records, to me, have always been Kiss's strongest.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, my favorite record and my favorite two records and my least favorite two don't really change. The middle changes a ton. My favorite songs, my least favorite songs don't really change, but the middle changes a ton. It just kind of depends on the mood.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
For me, it's so, you know, all the records are on my phone, and it's amazing that I'll put my headphones on and want to listen to some Kiss because there's really nothing else on my phone. I'm kidding. There's more stuff on my phone. I have my Britney Spears and my Gwen Stefani.
Oh my God.
And my
Black and Blue.
I don't have any Black and Blue anymore. and it's as I'm scrolling through, I do find myself going to specific things, but I always seem to click on greatest hits records. Something happening?
What was like what? What greatest hit? Like what do you mean? Double platinum? What do you mean?
I seem to go to Killers a lot.
I do too. And it's funny. I go to Killers a lot, not because of the greatest hits. I go to Killers because I absolutely love those four songs. Love them.
I agree. It's just a great album. It's a good representation of everything. I don't know. It's not 100%, but it's a good representation of the hits. And I'm putting my quote fingers in the air. And then those four new songs, they're gold, man. They are.
So Joe, what are those fingers doing when they're not giving quotes? Is my question.
What they're going? You got to go.
No. But go ahead. Put them below the camera. Oh yeah.
Hey, you know, I wanted to point out, and I bragged about it to my lovely girlfriend Karen this week that I made I had a guy come into my music store, and he was, even though he was wearing a mask, he was very close to me, and I mentioned that he was a close talker, and Karen was very proud of me for using a Seinfeld reference.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, so how do you know that reference?
I saw an episode not long ago.
Is that the only episode you saw?
Nope, but I've been turning it on every once in a while to watch because I don't want you guys to keep picking on me.
Well, people call Joey a mimbo.
What? What?
A mimbo. You don't know what a mimbo is?
I don't mind that. I take that as a compliment.
All right, let's go ahead and get to the list. Sonny, hit us with it.
All right. First battle is song number one on each. I Want You versus I Stole Your Love. Damn. Joey, you go first.
I mean, these two songs to open two records, you can't get any better than this. This is right off the bat. Again, this is why I don't love going track for track like this, because I absolutely love both of these. And again, my rating system, you know, I kind of give the A's and the A's pluses. So I give I Want You an a solid, strong A leading off the record, but I give I Stole Your Love an A plus. It's just, you know, it doesn't get any better than I Stole Your Love. I Want You is amazing, but I Stole Your Love, a little bit better.
Joe.
It's Man, this is tough for me. And one of my biggest problems is that I have to block out the live version.
Oh, wow.
It's you.
I do agree that affected me too. You're right, Joe.
I have to put that aside. I Want You is amazing. I Stole Your Love is better.
Yeah, I had put it, like I said, I had put it in the Spotify playlist. I listened to I Want You. I hadn't heard it in a while, right? I'm like, oh, okay. Right? I Stole Your Love came on. Big smile on my face. One of my favorite songs. It wasn't even a contest to me because I Stole Your Love, it should be a song they do every set list. It's unfortunate they don't, but okay. So I Stole Your Love won that one easy. I think the next one's going to be a little bit tougher. Take Me versus Christine 16. We'll go with Joe.
I'm not a huge fan of Christine 16. I like the song, but I don't think it's one of their better ones. And Take Me, I really, really like. So I'm going with Take Me for the battle.
See, I thought that was a little closer. Joey, what do you think?
Yeah, mine's actually very close, too. I actually give both of them an A, a solid A. Both really good songs. I give the edge slightly to Take Me for a couple reasons. One, just in general, I like Paul's songs better than Gene's songs. And two, I really wish if Take Me was on a live too, I think it would have been a much, much more popular song with the Kiss fans in general throughout history. If Take Me was, you know, like they were originally intended it to be on a live too, was on a live too, people would be thinking of Take Me along the lines of all the classics, where it's really a forgotten track. But I'm gonna give this slight edge to Take Me.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joey, because when I was thinking about it, I'm like, I know Christine 16, that song, like the back of my hand, right? You hear it all the time. I tried to think about what the verse was for Take Me. I couldn't remember it right off the bat. I'm like, man, you really have to go look for that song. That song doesn't come to you in any way. You have to go to look for it. And even all the people voting on or talking about it on our stream here, everybody's with Take Me and I'm with Take Me also. I think part of it is you don't hear it a ton. And part of it is it's just a better song, period.
It's just super underappreciated. It really is.
Yeah. All right, next one. Calling Dr. Love versus Got Love for Sale, Joey.
I mean, to me, not even close. Got Love for Sale is a C. You know, Dr. Love is another A. It's a solid A. You know, you're talking right off the bat. Even though Love Gun got that A plus early, Rock and Roll Over to me has three steady A's right down the line already. So it's, to me, not even close. Dr. Love.
I agree 100%. The Got Love for Sale is doesn't do it for me.
Brad just put on the thing. He said, the second slot is tough. Christine 16, when I was a kid, Take Me Now. Brad, when you were a kid, Christine 16 was okay. Now that you're 40-something, it's good that it's Take Me Now. At least it's like you're offering yourself instead of going and grabbing somebody. Brad, that will keep you out of jail.
That's the other thing. Isn't it amazing how many rape songs Kiss has? What is that? And songs about, like, loving young girls that are too young. And I know Sonny and I had a discussion about this earlier. It was a different time.
Yeah.
But it was okay back then? I'm just saying it seems a little strange. All right, Sonny, go ahead.
I'm telling you, 88, Winger singing 17 doesn't fly now. Right? No, we're 32 years later. There's no way that flies.
Cancel
which
Winger.
To me, right, which to me is an absolute travesty. Come on. It's music. It's fun. Yeah. Same thing with stand-up comedians. You would never have guys like, you know, George Carlin and Richard Pryor and all these guys doing their acts today.
Dice could never get away right now.
Let's be fair.
People don't understand. It's called entertainment. But what's it in? Cardi B can have the number one hit in the country with WAP. That's okay. Get rid of what was the old time song that they just got rid of? Oh my god!
There's so many of them.
The old song that they were talking about that was about rape.
You know that when Winger sang the song,
"Baby, It's Cold Outside," is that what the one?
Yes, that is. They did get rid of that. When Winger sang the song 17, it was from the point of view of a 17 and a half year old.
So,
or 18 year old.
17.
So what I'm saying
is
that makes it okay. She's only 17. I'm 18. Ayo.
I mean, come on. You know, Sonny's looking at the 16, 17.
Yeah, all right. No, I got three girls. I'm good. Give me a put together 50-year-old any day.
Sonny's got a loaded weapon for somebody staring at his girl. All right.
Whoa.
So, Sonny,
you talking about his glove gun? What are you talking about here, Joe? What's going on right now?
Wow, this is getting out of hand.
All right. So I chose Dr. Love also, but would your vote change if you would have had the Van Halen solo "Got Love for Sale"? Would your vote change?
Not even a little.
Okay. Just wondering. All right, next one's tougher. Ladies' Room versus Shock Me. Joe.
Why is this tougher?
I think people don't give Ladies' Room its just due. It's a good song.
Okay, I will agree with you 100%. It's a good song. I really enjoy listening to that song when the boys are in the bathroom during the Detroit Rock City movie or running to the bathroom. But there's something about Ace's first vocal, man, that gets me every time. So I gotta go with Shock Me.
All right, Joey.
Yeah, I think, to me, it's not even close. I gave Shock Me an A+. It's another A+ song for me on Love Gun. I gave Ladies Room a solid B. It's a great song too. Don't get me wrong. Especially the Alive 2 version. I really love, just because Alive 2 is my favorite record of all time. But Shock Me is so classic on so many levels. Not only the regular version, but the Alive 2 version. And what people to me really don't give enough credit towards, I know they always think of it as Ace's signature song and Ace's solo is the best he's ever done. Peter is a monster on this song. From the opening little riff to all the way through, he does some of the most intricate stuff out of all the recordings he's ever done. So Shock Me, not even close, hands down.
So I have Shock Me also. You know, I thought it was a little bit closer, but I have Shock Me also. But let me try something with you two guys.
I'm listening.
Ladies Room versus Hard Times. Go anytime you want.
I think I go Hard Times. I think Hard versus Times. I really like Ladies Room. I don't love it.
Yeah. What about Save Your Love?
I go Ladies Room.
I go Ladies Room.
Save Your Torpedo Love Girl.
I go Torpedo Ladies Girl. Room.
Torpedo Girl is very good. Are you trying to say we're drinking some blue Kool-Aid over here or something? What are you trying to say?
I'm just wondering if it wasn't an Ace song, if it wasn't his first Ace song, would it be closer? I think it being his first song and it having the kitschiness of the spaceman.
Shock Me is still even if it wasn't his first song, it's an incredible song. Come on.
I mean, from the beginning,
it's perfect. It's a perfect song.
It's amazing.
All right, number five.
Except when he goes, Shock Me. We won't get into that. All right.
Fifth song battle is Baby Driver versus Tomorrow and Tonight, Joey.
This one was definitely much harder for me. It's very close. I gave Baby Driver a B-, and I gave Tomorrow and Tonight a B. There's basically no Kiss songs that I don't like, just so you know.
Have you heard Murder in High Heels?
I love it. It's still a great song. There's obviously just different, slightly different levels. And I love Baby Driver. Again, it's one of those songs where I think if Peter became Ace and did solo tours and throughout the years in the 80s and did all of these songs like Baby Driver and Hooligan and all this stuff in a set list, Baby Driver might shoot all the way up to the top for me. But because it was never that big live song for me, Tomorrow and Tonight is just a catchy, fun song. It's not great on a live too, because, obviously it's not really alive, but it's slightly better than Baby Driver.
Joe? The Peter love, it's itching him. Well, put your hands where we can see him.
I want you to understand something. I'm saying this. I never loved the Peter. It's really a tough choice for me. Sonny, can you go first?
No.
Son of a dick. I go Baby Driver.
I'm going to be the tiebreaker. I went back and forth with it, to be honest with you. Tomorrow and Tonight's the better song. It just is. I like the way Peter does Baby Driver. I wish it was in the Baby Driver movie. I think that's a complete travesty that it wasn't, because the movie wasn't too great, and I was waiting for the damn song to come. But Tomorrow and Tonight's just a better song. So my side was Tomorrow and Tonight.
Another quick question. So if you had to hypothetically put Baby Driver against Hooligan, what do you pick?
I'm with Tomorrow and Tonight.
Baby Driver and Hooligan.
I'd go with Baby Driver.
What about you, Joe?
I love Hooligan. I think that's the best Peter Criss
song. Yeah, me too. I would go Hooligan too.
Yeah.
All right, the next one should be a little bit easier. There's a lot of love and leaving going on and a lot of guns involved. Love 'em, Leave 'em versus Love Gun. And we're doing the studio version, none of the who crap. Joe.
Love Gun.
Is it even a question, Joey?
It's not.
No, I mean, and Love 'Em and Leave 'Em is one of the weaker songs to me on Rock and Roll Over. So this was super easy. Love Gun, A+ all the way. It always fluctuates, but it does hit my number one Kiss song spot every once in a while. So I can't disagree with Love Gun. And, you know, personally, I got to play Love Gun with Paul. So it was very, you know, that kind of gave it a little extra boost for me.
What gives me an extra boost on it every time is Animalize Live Uncensored, right? That story. I can remember it as a kid going, wow, what a story. Does he tell stories like that about all these songs? You know, I didn't know if he was part stand-up comedian, part like I didn't know what he was. Yeah. And then I can find out he does talk a lot, but maybe not that much. But yeah, Love Gun.
I don't know how that looked, but it felt weird.
It felt weird for me too. I kind of liked it.
Oh no! Where are your hands, Joe?
The seventh track on each album is Mr. Speed versus Hooligan. Joey.
Again, Mr. Speed to me is like that is in that Take Me category. Such an underrated song. Would have been a Monster Kiss classic if it was on Alive 2, which I wish it would have been. I don't get me wrong. I love the fourth side of Alive 2 with the new tracks. But if you get rid of that side and put a new side with real live tracks and you throw Take Me and Mr. Speed and Do You Love Me and some of these other songs that could have been on Alive 2, these songs become instant Kiss classics. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I really like Hooligan. I think it's a really strong Peter song, but Mr. Speed has the potential to be a real Kiss classic.
Joe.
Hooligan.
Whoa.
I can listen to that song all day long. I love Peter's voice. When one of the best and most amazing joys of my life was sitting in New York City with my buddy Mike Williams. You guys all know him from Classic Rock Drops. And listening to Peter sing all of his songs for the last time, basically. And when he went into Hooligan, I was so excited. I love that song. I know he didn't write it, but I love the lyrics to it. I love the, you know, whole thing about talking about his grandmother and the Victrola needle and the, I don't know why. There are such unique lyrics to me. you know, talking about going down to the candy store, and I don't know. It's just a, and Peter's raspy voice really, really kicks its ass. And if you watch live in Houston, man, he tears it up on that video too. And it's just a, to be a great song. I'm sorry, I rambled on. Ramble on. That's not a Zeppelin thing. Sorry.
So the comments are like Mr. Speed hands down, Mr. Speed in a landslide, like. It's Mr. Speed's my favorite Kiss song, so it's easy for me. It's easy for me, always has been. And
it's always your favorite Kiss song, Sonny. Never
has, always has been. Always has been. Yeah, there's something
and
about
that
it.
Is on a soundtrack.
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
it is on the.
I wish
soundtrack.
They would do "I Stole Your Love" and Mr. Speed every set list, anytime. And I've heard Mr. Speed 10,000 times probably. Anytime it comes on shuffle, anytime I get even a glimpse of it in somebody's video or whatever, it absolutely makes me happy. There is something about that song.
Did they ever do that on the cruise?
I don't know.
Mr. Speed?
Yeah.
Now I haven't been on every one of them, but I've been on a bunch, and I don't think I've ever heard it. I don't think so.
I mean, that's a song they, I mean, I did get to see them do it in soundcheck one day, because we screamed at them for, you know, 20 days straight to try to do it. So I did get to hear a little clip of it, but I can't believe they haven't pulled something like that out for the cruise.
Jared Frank says, yes. Jared, was I standing next to you watching it with you? I stood next to Jared and watched a couple of concerts, I think. I even sang to Jared.
Jared, do us a favor, post a YouTube link on the comments for the cruise version of Mr. Speed. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. Mr. Speed is one of those songs. I Story of Love is a similar one where I wish there was a bunch of different covers of it, but then part of me doesn't wish it because nobody can really do Paul that well is the problem.
Yeah.
Right? Like I see more people in Gene makeup doing it well and more people doing Gene songs and do it well. But I've not really heard anybody do an A song really well, and I haven't really heard a Paul song done well.
Oh, let me tell you something.
I had my lyrics wrong. Somebody pointed it out. Thank you, Richard. It's the Victrola Needle is from
Hooked on Rock and Roll.
Hooked on Rock and Roll. I got them mixed up. Still, fucking A, Hooligan's better. Sorry.
Sorry, Joey, you're saying.
It's very hard. You know, I was in a Kiss tribute band for years. Kiss is one of those bands that is very, very difficult to cover correctly. Any bar band can play Rock and Roll All Night and blah, blah, blah. But to play it like Kiss, it really does take a certain type of crazy Kiss fan to capture what they do. They're not easy songs to play. Trust me.
Yeah.
Hey, Jared, tell us what cruise he played it on. They Kiss played it on. Okay. All right. What's next?
All right, song number 8 is See You in Your Dreams versus Almost Human, Joe.
I say we just strike them both from the records.
Oh, it looks like they did it on the Unmasked Sail Away. He just posted it.
Oh, that's cool.
Which cruise? I wonder, what does it say?
Joe, you got to pick, buddy.
Okay, See You in Your Dreams or what?
Almost Human.
I'll go with Almost Human.
Are you? Oh, my God, dude. That song sucks.
Are you picking on me because of my, I gave a personal opinion? Look, somebody else wrote Almost Human. Good on them. Another
just because
one,
other
Gary
people
Kaffner.
Feel like being wrong doesn't mean you're not wrong.
Oh,
Joey.
My God.
No, you go, Sonny. I'll be the tiebreaker. Go ahead.
So I'm going with See You in Your Dreams because Almost Human is, I couldn't even get through the song the other day. Like I listened to about a minute of them. Like, okay, I'm done. I already made my decision. Don't need to put myself through this pain and skip to the next song. So See You in Your Dreams for me.
So it's funny. I was never a monster fan of either one of these songs, but because, you know, it's one of those things, much like Paul's solo tour back in 89, when he played a lot of his solo album from 78, it breathed new life into a lot of those songs for me. When Gene did a lot of these songs on with his solo band recently, and Almost Human was one of them, it really breathed. And I think he also did it on the cruise, maybe, right?
What
I heard them do it on the cruise, it's a real classic Kiss song. I really enjoy it now. So I gave See You in Your Dreams like a C+, and I gave Almost Human a B. So I gotta go with Almost Human.
Ooh. All right, that's fair. That's fair.
Why
you both
fair?
Can be wrong. It's okay.
Okay, there you go. Hit him in the balls, please.
There's nothing wrong.
I don't understand.
Joe, you're an idiot. Joe, I can't believe you picked that. Joe, no, I get that, Joe. You're right.
Yeah, it's fine, Joe. It's all right. That's my life. I just don't understand.
I was just thinking, I'm like, we could change the podcast name to 3 J's in Hollywood, but that doesn't sound right.
No.
Something about that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I've never had a J in
dirty,
Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, the 9th song, Plaster Caster versus Hard Luck Woman. Joey.
So these, believe it or not, I rated these right around the same. I gave them both solid B pluses. Plaster Caster was never one of my favorites on Love Gun, but when they did it for the Unplugged record, I really re-fell in love with it. But Hard Luck Woman is really just a great song, period. It's one of those songs anyone can do. Plaster Caster is more, it's great because you can see Gene singing it and what it's about and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to give the edge to Hard Luck Woman.
Joe.
Hard Luck Woman is so good. I mean, there's a reason why Peter basically said, either I sing this or I quit the band, right? I mean,
it's because he did that a lot of times. Either I get that sandwich or I quit the band. Either I get to put foil in my windows or I quit the band. Like, there's all kinds of shit like that.
That's
so
true.
What?
I go with Hard Luck Woman, man. That's just a... Although, I can't figure out who Rex is. Is it Rex? A sailor's only daughter? What? I don't understand.
No, that's
that.
Not the lyrics. It's
It's Rex.
I don't think it's Rex.
It's Rex. Let's Google it, Sonny. Boom, boom. You got it. Isn't it in the sleeve? All right, I'm on it. I'm pretty sure it's Rex.
All right, so I'm going while you're looking that up. I'm also going with Hard Luck Woman. But it's very interesting. The folks that are commenting is kind of a split decision here. It's Rags, Brad says.
Rags, yeah.
Who? Okay, Rags.
Rags.
Rex would be weird.
That's what I was saying. Rags is weird. Who the hell is... What's Rags?
I don't know. All right, and the last song should be a slam dunk, Making Love versus one of the worst Kiss covers ever, Then She Kissed Me. Joe, is this even a... is it even a battle? Oh, what are you umming for?
I'm just kidding. It's not a battle. I think we all agree with that. But
Whoa. Don't.
No, we're going to still go to Joey. Joey, go ahead.
My
go
vote ahead, counts, as Paul Stanley would tell you.
Okay, go ahead, Joey, vote.
I got to go with Then She... No, I'm kidding. Making Love to Me is the best song on Rock and Roll Over. It's a perfect song. But I do have to say... Then She Kissed Me gets a lot of flack. It's better than people give it credit for. Of course, it's not even close to Making Love, but it is a better song. I would have had it win against Love 'Em and Leave 'Em, probably.
Wow.
Oh, hey, wow. Let me ask you, what's that song Making Love about?
I think it's about doing laundry, I think, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So I went with Making Love also, which... for us, makes it a split decision, 5 on one side,
wow,
5 on the other. Because Take Me, Calling Dr. Love, Mr. Speed, Hard Luck Woman, and Making Love, one on Rock and Roll Over. And then I Stole Your Love, Shock Me, Tomorrow Tonight, Love Gun, and Almost Human for some strange reason, won the other side. On my personal one, I was 6-4 Rock and Roll Over. But for our collective 3, it was split down the middle.
All right,
now, to
go.
Me,
yeah,
the cover... the album cover, Love Gun, is sexier. So if it has to be a split decision, I would say Love Gun gets the win because I like the album cover better. Which album cover do you guys like better, Joe? How about you?
Oh, I Love Gun is amazing. I have the poster up in my room right here, and it looks amazing. And Gene looks, you look at that when you're a kid, and Ace looks great, and Peter, they all look great. They all look great. Yeah.
And Joey, you would the same thing?
Believe it or not, mine were split too. I would have never thought it was split, but I'm 5'5" also. But again, when you guys told me this topic, my first reaction was Rock and Roll Over is probably my favorite Kiss record besides, you know, the live records, Alive 2, my favorite studio record. But Love Gun is a lot stronger than I thought it was going to be. Meaning, Love Gun for me got 3 A-plus songs. It got I Stole Your Love, Shock Me, and Love Gun were all A-pluses. Whereas Rock and Roll Over might have been more solid down the whole list, more even, but it only got 1 A-plus, which to me was Making Love. So, you know, I still think I lean towards Rock and Roll Over, but Love Gun is absolutely incredible. But for the album cover, I gotta go Love Gun. It's probably my favorite album cover. That and Creatures always go back and forth to me. But, you know, that painting, superhero type Kiss, that's probably my favorite album cover.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to solve this right now. We've got 23 people. You guys are all on the live feed right now. This is what I want you to do. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to try to get as many votes. Which album is better, Love Gun, Rock and Roll Over? The people will decide. And while they're doing that, let's talk about one other thing. Next week when we get together, we're going to try to have something completely new for you guys. I don't know how it's going to work, and I don't know if we do it, if they'll kick us off the internet. But we're going to try. And when we try, hopefully you guys will hang out with us and watch what we're watching, and it'll be a lot of fun. What are we getting so far?
Oh, wait, are we going next week with the live, you know, mud wrestling match between you and Sonny? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
I thought it was okay. Me and you. Joe's out of it. I'll lose to Joe.
No, I'm the champ. You have to go through Joe first and then come to me.
Right now, it just looks like Rock and Roll Over is winning the... Rock and Roll Over, Rock and Roll Over, Rock and Roll Over, Rock and Roll Over.
It's because of Then She Kissed Me, that's why.
Damn.
And but Almost Human.
Up to me, yeah, and she asked me if she wanted
I got to tell you, I do think, you know, in Kiss fandom, people automatically say Rock and Roll Over. I did it too. Rock and Roll Over, I always think of as my favorite studio record. But Love Gun is killer. Killer. It really is. If you'd swap Dr. Love for Got Love for Sale and then She Kissed Me for Making Love, you'll basically have a perfect record on Love Gun.
Well, you have to replace just cut Almost Human.
You know what I mean. Don't worry about it. No, I love Almost Human. I like it. I think it's a good song.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And you guys out there that are listening on iTunes and Google and now on Amazon, we really appreciate you guys listening. Tell your friends about Podcast Rock City. If you guys have a subject you would love to hear us talk about, send it to us. Podcast Rock City 1, that's the number 1, at gmail.com. Joey.
No, can you pause one time? I want to get that one time, Joe, the number 1. I want to do it once. God damn it.
All right,
no, you can't set it up. No, it doesn't work. Next week. Pause.
We did it with you one time. You got jammed up.
I
miss
it
every
time.
I feel like I miss it every time.
Okay. So next week, it's on you. Sonny ain't doing it.
Yes. If I miss it.
We'll be sitting here.
We just don't give the website out. If I miss it, we just don't say
it. Sonny, do you have anything to add?
No, thanks for listening. And send us emails about any ideas you got. We'd love to hear them.
Absolutely. Joey, tell them where to get the books.
No, listen, now that we're on Amazon, and you know it's the home of Joey Licious and everything that I do too. So while you're on Amazon listening to us, check out my books are on Amazon. Just type in Joey Casado or Joey Licious and you'll see my new wrestling book. You'll see my autobiography on there, which Peter Criss did the foreword for. It's still selling really well, which is crazy. Just go on. You can even watch my shorts for Joeylicious on Amazon Prime. They're like 5 minutes long, and they're fun, quick watches. If you like old school 80s wrestling, it's me and basically all the old 80s legends. I'm basically letting them beat me up for a few minutes.
And I will tell you guys that I have watched every one of those, and the fact that Joey spent time in a restaurant with Tito Santana, he was one of my early heroes when I was a kid. I loved him. Arriba! He was a wonderful wrestler. I really loved him. But I promise you, if you go on Amazon, watch the videos. I'm not saying that because he's here. I am a wrestling fan. However, I will tell you that they're funny. And that if you don't watch any episode, just watch Joey in the toilet with the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov. That's all you have to see. And here's my hands. You know Whoa. What I'm going to say. We love podcasts and we love KISS podcasts. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Arriba.
Arriba. Arriba. You guys kill me.
Goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world.
KISS!
It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growingUpRock.com.
That's growingUpRock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.